Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 283. And what are we saying? We are still personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. And this is the final episode of 11 and 12. Next year, we're going into verse 13 and 14. Where I'm going to show you how to be in authority. Authority. Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be bombastic. I say, the devil is out. By this time, he's peeing his pants. Because you are going to be one fearless, bold lion. And when you catch your prey, no one will be able to take it from you. Hallelujah. So Psalm 91, 11 and 12. How do you say it? We personalize it. You know, here we personalize Psalm 91. What are you saying? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Thank you, Lord, that you've given your angels charge over these, over us. And we have experienced angelic help throughout 2020. It was a difficult year for a lot of people. It was a trying year for a lot of people. But Lord, you sustained us. And we're not just sustained, we are victorious. Today is the last day of 2020. We are alive and well. Wherever you are, listen, I say somebody's case is worse than yours. And you are a victorious one. You are a new creation. Hallelujah. So, very soon in my next podcast, I'll be saying happy. But even I end this, I have to say happy new year, because until we meet again in 2021, January 1st. Okay, so it's been a lovely time being with you. I'm saying thank you for listening to me. Those of you been listening and you've not been really listening all the time, you come back and you forget. Please, when we enter into 2021, let this be the last time you do that. In 2021, I said, you know, my podcast comes out in the night. I mean, if where I live is 2 a.m. by 2 a.m. the podcast is out. So you can even set an alarm for the podcast. Make sure that, because every day you need to hear this. Some of you, anytime you wake up in the morning, just go for it, bump, and put it on and let it begin to speak to you. Or you can attach it to something, be in the bathroom, you put it on. Or if your place is not that nice, your bathroom is not that, you cannot, then maybe in the car. You know, immediately, or some of you, immediately you get and you are praying, it's by your side and the podcast is playing. Please, this time, religiously, take it. Take God's word. Take God's word. It is, as he said, life to those who find it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 28. It is life to those who find the word and health to all their flesh. If you have any challenges, health challenge, it is health. The word is health. And these words I'm speaking, they are health to you. Hallelujah. To your flesh. Your flesh is receiving it. Hallelujah. Okay. So, we're dealing with angelic activity during the birth of Jesus. So, Joseph, as we read in Matthew chapter 1 from verse 18 to 23, we read that Joseph wanted to put Mary away. 18 to 25, Joseph wanted to put Mary away because he found out that she was pregnant. And the angel of the Lord came to speak to him and said, Joseph, fear not, don't put Mary away. Do not, because what is conceived in her is not another man who did it, but is of the Holy Spirit. She has conceived of the Holy Spirit. Some of you, the Holy Spirit put a lot of things in your heart to do 2020, but you were not able to do it. Those thoughts that came to you, oh, why don't you? And often it will come as a suggestion. Many people are expecting to hear the voice of God say, my son, my daughter. It does not come in that. It comes like a suggestion to you. Why don't you visit your mother? Why don't you, today you have to, going to your mother, go to your mother. Talk to your brother. Today, call this. Those things, they are God speaking to you. Do not know. Many of us do not want a bright light to shine before. No. That's not how God speaks to us. That is not how. You see, in those times, in the old covenant, they needed an audible voice before God spoke to them. But in our times, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's a leading. A leading. It's not just a voice, but a leading. So there is something in us like red light and green light. And someone is going to do something, there's a red light inside. You don't know why. The pieces are supposed to be peace. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, it's supposed to be your umpire. Umpire is like a referee to show you, yes, this one go, no, this one stay. Sometimes you want to go out and there's a red light. No, no, don't go out now. By the time you know somebody's knocking and it's somebody important that you wanted to see has rather come to see you. So these are the things. So he said, was conceived. So you've conceived, some of us have conceived a lot of things by the Holy Spirit, but we were not able to birth them. But in the name of Jesus, 2021, you are birthing all that the Holy Spirit has put in you. You are birthing them. Some of you, you are businessmen and businesswomen. God is making you boom. You're going to take all of Africa by storm. Some of you, men and women of God, perhaps you are like nothing, a teenager. Do not be intimidated. You are the one God has selected. God is going to use you. Powerful things are going to happen to you. This is the word of God to you. 2021 is your year. 2020, it didn't go well for you. Do not worry at all. Don't be stressed out by 2020. You wanted to get married. It did not happen. And I wanted it. And I didn't know. There was no beloved. Do not do that. No. Focus on God. Focus on His word and what He has purposed and planned for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans. I know the thoughts I think toward you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil. To give you a future and a hope, and to give you an expected end. This is the word of God to you. So the angel came and spoke the word to Joseph and said, please do not put Mary away. But what? Because behold, a virgin shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. God, not God is with us, but God with us. God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. I don't know whether your name is Emmanuel. Send me a message if your name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God. Anyway, all of us, that's who we are now. Emmanuel, God with us. Not God is with us, oh God. Many of us say God is with us. God with us. God with us. Oh, Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? Emmanuel, God with us. God with you. 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 2021, what are you going to see? God with you, 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 God with you. 2021 January, what are you going to see? God with you, God with you, God with you, God with you. 2021 February, what are you going to see? God with you, God with you, God with you. March, April, May, June, till 2021 December. What are you going to see? What are you going to experience? God with you, God with you, God with you, God with you. God in a man, hooked up in a man, moving, working through a man. Oh, that's your story, my dear. This is the story of your life. God in a man. God in a man. God in you. God in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Enter 21 as the glory of God. Enter 2021 as the power of God. Enter 2021 as the manifestation of God. You are. You are. You are. God with you. Emmanuel. That is his name. And this is what he came to do in your life. You see, Emmanuel is not just for Jesus, but for us. For us. That's why he came. He came. He came to hook us up with God. God in a man. God in a man. See, the things I'm doing, why am I doing? And how you want that the effect? It is God in me. God in a man. God in a woman. God in Olivia Kofio Pata. So you're so blessed. I love you so much. These last ones and even tomorrow will also be long. For a special purpose. These are special times. And that is why I didn't keep to 5 minutes. But of course, we'll go back to exactly 5 minutes. We'll not go above it. We'll not go beyond five point something. You bless, bless, bless. I love you so much. Bye. Happy New Year.